I guess this is F.U. Gary. But then at the end of the day, it's not really F.U. Gary because, like, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's a good bloke, but he's really pushing the entrepreneurial thing. And here I just want to take some pressure off everyone and tell you why entrepreneurship is not for everyone. I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life, mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Okay, so if you don't know Gary Vaynerchuk, then I'm gonna think that you're probably a person who's not in the entrepreneurial game, because Gary is a big spokesperson for entrepreneurship, and it's really cool and it's admirable, and I follow his stuff, and yeah, it's cool, good for it. But the thing is though, entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Have you heard, like, people say stuff like, if you you're gonna just spend the rest of your life working, if you don't create your own dream, like, you're gonna there's those people who build their dreams, and then there's other people who are hired to build other people's dreams. And it's just kind of like making fun of people who are employed by someone else. And I think that's kind of bullshit, because you know what? Imagine if everyone had run their own business and no one worked for anyone. Whoa, there would be no planes being flown from place to place, because hey, do you know what, those pilots are employed by airlines. And there would be no Maccas. You wouldn't be able to have your Maccas because there'd be no one in Maccas to even make your fucking burger. Like, there is definitely a need for people who work, who do jobs, who are employed. Like, the need is definitely there. So I just really get tired of people bashing people who are not entrepreneurial spirited. Perhaps their calling lies outside of their career and their work. Maybe that's just one element of who they are, and there's a lot more to them than just what they do. So they don't actually, they're not too worried about having their own business, because do you know what, there are a lot of really great jobs out there with really great bosses and people who get paid a lot and who really love their job. So honestly, why go and start your own thing when you're already onto a good thing? And then there are people out there who are working mediocre jobs and are unhappy with their life, and that may or may not have anything to do with what they actually do for a living. That may come from something else, and their mediocre job is just a part of that. That's fine. But listen to me. There is no shame in working for someone else and helping someone else build their dream. Sometimes, like, we're not all made to be entrepreneurs. We're not all made to run our own business. We can have a side hustle. Maybe some people are built to have a side hustle. And some people aren't even built to have a side hustle. Some people, they just love to do things like they love to... What's the thing? They love teaching school children, or they love cutting hair, or stuff. They love doing the thing, and they're less passionate about running a business. They love doing the thing rather than running the business. So going and starting their own thing would just make them stop enjoying the job that they love doing, because they're get caught up in all the paperwork and everything that's required to run a business. Obviously, you can outsource those things, but initially, that's, like, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult. So, I've been given this opportunity to work for someone else doing something I love, and part of me says, but Belle, what about your thing? Like, what are you building? What about your business? And it's just like, man, do you know what? I would be very happy and fulfilled if I just did something that paid me the money I wanted, paid me the right amount, gave me enough flexibility, gave me the hours I wanted, without all the stress of running my own business and worrying about all of that. Other days I'm like, man, I'd love to open my own cafe. Even this evening, my brother and I were talking about opening a bar, which was like 50s music and all that kind of stuff. That would be sick. It'll be so cool. But am I going to do that? Oh, who knows? The thing is, do you know what would actually, I would love though, if there was someone else who started that business and I worked in it, like that would be cool. Or I just went to that bar rather than actually running it. That's just a thing that I'd love to exist in our town. Do I have to be the one to make it exist? Not necessarily. So taking on this new opportunity, which I'm super pumped about, it's like, for so long everyone's been telling me, or I've been around people who are business-minded and everyone's got to have their own thing. And that may or may not be for me. Like, I like the idea of it, but I'm also very excited about doing something that I love doing, which is actually helping someone else grow a vision that I also believe in and I also dream that dream. So that is pretty much the next best thing. In fact, I could just do my job and just get paid and not have to worry about all the things that come with running the business, you know? So I just want to ease the pressure up, guys. If you've been around this group of people who are very well-meaning and they want the best for you, but try and tell you that you need to be a business owner, listen to me. You don't have to do anything that anyone else says. You don't have to. There can be fulfillment in working for the man, working for someone else. There can be, much to maybe Gary's dismay, but there is fulfillment in that. I know people who love their jobs. My mum is a nurse and she loves her job and she's great at it. She's not going to, I don't believe that she has a desire to now go and open her own hospital. She loves doing her job. She gets a lot of fulfillment out of it. And I know a lot of other people who are doing awesome things. I know one girl who gets to travel a lot for her job and she gets to check out a lot of cool things and go to events and just, it seems awesome. And it might just be, you might not even be around that entrepreneurial pressure. You might not be, but I doubt it if you're listening to this podcast. I feel like you probably know what I'm saying. But guys, you can get so much, so much fulfillment out of working for someone else and doing an awesome job for someone else, building someone else's goal. Like, your goals might be outside of the workspace. Maybe your goals are in arts or family life or having property and things like that, and your job to you is just the way that you earn money, and that's totally cool. Everyone is different, and just take the pressure off and see it. Maybe even if you're one of those people who's giving people pressure about having their own business, hey, that might be your jam and that might be what you're all about. That's cool, but we're not all the same. And we need all different types of people in this world for your business to even run. You need different kinds of people. So here's a reminder, y'all, that... did that y'all sound hella random? I think it did. Here's a reminder, guys, that you don't have to do anything anyone tells you to do. You don't have to go and be a business owner if you don't want to be. If that seems like too much pressure, too much work for you, then by all means, go work for somebody else. Don't feel that you need to have your own thing. Okay, that's all for me. Go do you. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.